Welcome to Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Deidrine Joyce. A couple weeks ago, we realized that one of our episodes was scheduled to come out the week of Thanksgiving. Rather than stick to what we had planned, we made a quick decision to talk about gratitude instead. We reached out to some inspiring people who were able to give us their thoughts. Executive Director of the D. Gary Young Young Living Foundation, Greg Larson, COO and President of Young Living, Jared Turner, and our co-founder and CEO, Mary Young. Changing course at the last minute meant that Greg, Jared, and Mary had no time to prepare. We pulled Greg aside while he was on a video shoot. Jared, we tracked down in Ecuador, and, well, we sort of just showed up to Mary's house one afternoon. Thankfully, she welcomed us in and was happy to help out. What we got from each of them is truly profound. Candid, on-the-spot, yet eloquent words that I'll be thinking about well beyond the holiday season. The passion in their answers means gratitude is something they really believe in, and more importantly, practice in their everyday lives. I think you'll see we definitely reached out to the right people. Here's Greg Larson, Executive Director of the D. Gary Young Young Living Foundation.
I've seen gratitude in a lot of ways over the last couple of years here in serving in the foundation. So back in 2016, I was working at a company in which we supported major manufacturers and their retail sales. At the time, it was a grind 24/7 in an attempt to sell more products to more consumers and make the most revenue possible for these major manufacturers. And I was just needing and looking for something that was more purpose-driven. I was fortunate that Young Living reached out, and really what attracted me to Young Living were two things. One was Gary's statement of purpose over profit, that we don't create product for a profit, we do it for a purpose. That said, that's an easy thing to say, and most companies have some sort of a tagline like that. But then on further investigation, I did stumble onto the foundation, and that's where Young Living walking its talk really, really came to life for me. And really what that meant, and the way that I view that, is when we say 100% of all donations go to make a difference, because Young Living covers 100% of the administrative costs, I knew that there was a company who actually wanted to walk their talk. And that was a company I wanted to grow with. So joined Young Living in 2016 in promotions, nothing related to the foundation, but fully with the intention of volunteering, of doing something with the foundation over time. And it just, when it all came together back in 2017, I knew that there was a big work to do. And that very first trip when I went to Cambodia and then ended up in the academy, I was reminded of how much we do take for granted, how much we do miss in our day-to-day. I was reminded that for as much as may happen in our own lives, we have it pretty good. Meeting girls who were just rescued from trafficking, and then meeting girls who were grateful just to be back in school, who were learning how to catch up in school, get back to their ninth grade education, who were finding a way to dream again, really opened my eyes to the need to have a lot of lenses on in life and to be grateful for what we have, because we don't know what those moments are when we don't have it anymore. To then go from that environment and meeting Hope for Justice for the very first time to going to the academy, it almost felt like I was home. That was the first time I had been to a Young Living farm, the first time that I'd been to the academy, and that's for me where the true generosity of Young Living came to life, when the story of purpose over profit really became a reality. And I was at that moment extremely grateful for the position, and not at the foundation, but just the fact that I was at a company that truly believed that. And then to see the fact that I was going to have a role in these lives of 300 plus students made me grateful, made me humble, really brought me to my knees in an essence of I needed to show my gratitude to them in the way that I approached this. I saw students who had never met me before, but because I was from Young Living, wanted to come up and give me a huge hug and say thank you. Thank you for supporting the school. Thank you for being here. Teachers who were grateful for the opportunity to work at an academy who focused on giving and values and who wanted to give every single day and are willing to drive over an hour and a half just to catch the bus to the academy, which is another 45 minutes. But they were grateful and they were so happy to be at that academy and still are so happy to be at that academy. So really what's changed for me in the 2.5 years that I've been at Young Living is that while I always was grateful for what I had and who I was and my family and all these other things, it really has helped me walk a line of carrying many lenses, seeing the world through many lenses, and ensuring that not a day goes by that I do not count all my blessings and count everything that I do have and take it for granted, because there are those in this world who just for no fault of their own, through no choices they've made, do not have the same opportunities. In my most recent trip to Cambodia, we had an opportunity, and this sounds really silly, but we had an opportunity to visit a hair salon. Now, this hair salon is important to the story of Hope for Justice because they are a nonprofit themselves, and they create vocational training for those who have been rescued from human trafficking and who have gone through an educational training and are choosing to become stylists, choosing to work at a salon. And me with this lovely locks that I have now, of course, you know, the members that we were with made sure that I was going to receive all sorts of hair services. But as I sat down in this chair, the stylist who was about to really finish her training, because she graduates in January, but she's going to train herself on on my hair. She says, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Hope for Justice. Thank you to all the members, and thank you to the donors, and thank you to Hope for Justice for creating this opportunity. I graduated from Shine School, and I'm about to graduate from this school here. And in January, I'll have my own license and I'll become a full-time employee and I will truly begin to move my life forward. All I did was sit down. All I did was, I did really nothing. Many, many others before her had done so much more for her, but her first instinct just for being there was to say thank you. The power of that motion, the power of those words for both the person saying it and the person receiving it is really indescribable, especially when you know where they've come from. And for that person to come from such a dark place in trafficking to then being able to perform great services, but do it with this attitude of gratefulness is what empowerment and what we really are all about in our efforts at the foundation. Gratitude really is the basis for all communities to grow and to become stronger. Some of the actions that I've seen taken really are about giving. In that essence of gratitude, it isn't so much about the receiving aspect. While that's a part of it, and that is something that spurs a lot of gratitude, when someone really lives a life of gratitude, they want to show that by then giving to others, by participating, by not being a passive recipient. We saw a lot of that in Nepal as we built these homes for the community of Yarsa. They were so grateful, and they would have been amazingly grateful just to receive the home itself, just to sit back and watch as their home was built, they would have been grateful. But that wasn't enough. They wanted to show their gratitude by participating, by giving back, not only to their own home, because every single family that received a home through the efforts of the foundation and through the efforts of the members and the project there, every single one of them worked side by side, shoulder to shoulder with us in the building of their home, and then continued to go and help build their neighbor's home and their neighbor's neighbor's home. And all of those homes came together through a community effort of showing this appreciation for one man's vision of, this isn't good enough and we can help you. We can help you overcome your environment and help you really step forward and change the trajectory, not only in a house, but in an education about this new brick technology and what it could do for your community. And today they're taking that and showing an even deeper gratitude by building a business there from Yarsa and attempting to create new economies for their community, so they no longer have to travel to the Middle East or to Asian countries or even just to Kathmandu to receive steady employment. Really, it is a cycle. It is an action. Gratitude and that essence of being grateful is shown in the action of then giving because you've received. Gratitude is an expression of the heart. It is an opportunity to take stock of what you have and really find a contentment and an appreciation of really anything that one has. It's also an expression of it's an expression of action. It's something that the Young Living members really have. The Young Living members have taught me a lot about gratitude. And it's not in the ways that you would think in thank you cards or other things like that. Really, what they've taught me is that gratitude is that action. It's the fact that they've been given an opportunity to create a freedom for themselves and a freedom for their families, and that with that freedom, they're choosing to dive headfirst into their passions. And for many of them, that passion is what leads us to these amazing opportunities in Uganda and in Cambodia and throughout the world. For the last year and a half, almost 2 years in this role, I could not have been a part of this without them, without their support, without their love, without their understanding and their desire to give by supporting me as well as the foundation and all the efforts that we're making around the world. They've taught me that true gratitude is that expression of giving, is that action of, if you are grateful, you are willing to then continue to give because there are others who are still in need. They want to give all that they can because they've been given this opportunity to create a personal freedom that for them did not exist before Young Living.
Thanks to Greg for that inspiring message about gratitude in action. Our next interview with COO and President of Young Living, Jared Turner, was recorded in Ecuador. Jared is an incredibly busy person, so busy that we had to follow him to a whole different country to get this interview. But he's not too busy to forget about what there is to be thankful for.
I think gratitude is the basis of happiness. I think when you express gratitude, when you're able to receive gratitude, I think it actually, like I said, is the basis for a happy life. I've actually read studies where living a life of gratitude actually enhances and optimizes how your hypothalamus works. Just the act and life of gratitude makes everyone happier. There was a study from some American researchers that talked about how just keeping a daily journal of things they were grateful for helped enhance their happiness and actually helped to alleviate depression. I heard once from a good friend and mentor when he was having some marital difficulties that he kept a gratitude journal on his wife. And every day he wrote down three things that he was grateful for that his wife did. And he said it was impossible to ever stay mad at her at that point. And just expressing gratitude in a daily journal enabled him to feel so much love for her. And in exchange, she would love him back because he was this amazing guy. And at the end of the year, he gave her the gratitude journal, which obviously helped enhance their relationship. I think the act of expressing gratitude is what's powerful about it. And in my family, we pray together, and I am able to express gratitude for my children. I'm able to express gratitude for our lives, for all the amazing blessings we have. And I think that enables children to hear that expressing gratitude is important and it makes them feel happy. I know I'm grateful for a lot of things, everything in my life. And I know when I operate with a sense of gratitude that my life is better when I'm grateful for the little things, even the negative things that happen. It has a way of turning itself around when you're grateful about it. And you see the opportunities in some of those negative things that happen. When I'm asked by Young Living members which groups are growing the fastest and how they can grow as fast as those groups, I always say, you've got to look at the culture of the group. And one underlying attribute to that, to a winning culture and in a winning team at Young Living is a culture of gratitude, where that team and the leader of that team, no matter what happens, good or bad or indifferent, they're grateful for it. I know that a lot of people attribute the calm they feel during Thanksgiving in the United States to tryptophan, the chemical in Turkey, but I think the real reason people feel at peace is because they're expressing gratitude. At the Thanksgiving table with each other, there's an atmosphere of expressions of gratitude, and that's what makes people feel at peace. I'm sitting here right now overlooking hundreds of acres of Ylang Ylang in Ecuador. And I'm grateful for, you know, Gary Young and Mary and this amazing vista and what they created here that has made my life and my family's life so much richer and the lives of millions of members of our company around the world. I reflect on Gary and, you know, I had 6 years with Gary and that was amazing and I'm grateful for that. I'm not going to have additional years with Gary, but I can be grateful for the time I did have. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for my family, for my three beautiful children, Campbell, Kai, Tatum, for my wife, Alicia. Grateful for my parents, my siblings. I'm grateful for my friends. I have deep, lifelong friendships. I'm grateful for the friendships I've been able to acquire while at Young Living. Some of my closest friends are members of my Young Living tribe. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this earth. I'm grateful for the fact that Young Living is positioned uniquely to connect people to the earth through the farming experiences, to allow people to have that spiritual connection with what we have. And I just want you all to know how grateful I am for you. I'd like to remind all of us to remember to live in gratitude so that everyone around us feels like we are grateful for them and that we are grateful for the lives we have. So have an awesome Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jared, for those great thoughts. Lastly, we'd like to leave you with words from CEO Mary Young herself. Mary's interview was recorded at her house, so the sound may be a little fuzzy, but the words ring true. I don't think anyone could have ended this episode better, so this is the last you'll hear from me today. We'd like to thank Mary, Jared, and Greg for sharing their insights with us, and of course, thank you for listening and subscribing to Drop of Inspiration. Here's Mary.
Gratitude is a very interesting word. It's a word that we hear all the time. It's something that people are told they should have. It's something that people think they have. But as you watch people in action, you really wonder if they have any understanding what it means to have gratitude. Because if you have gratitude, that means that you're aware of the godliness about you and about the people with whom you communicate. Because everything that we have comes from a higher source. Gary was always talking about gratitude. He was always grateful. He was grateful when he could walk. He was grateful when he learned to walk again. He was grateful when he could run that marathon after the accident. He was grateful for the discovery of essential oils. And why? Because he knew how much mankind would benefit from essential oils. And he was grateful that he was given that opportunity to do research, to learn how to plant the seed, to harvest, to distill, and to educate those who are interested in a better way, in something that would enhance their lives in a positive way. I'm grateful for the time that I had with Gary, even though for me it was too short, for the world it was too short, because I'm sure there was much more that he had to give. But Gary would be very unhappy with me if I sat at home in a corner and cried all day long, which would be easy to do. Let's think a little bit more about what this word gratitude means. Gratitude is not specifically about the commission check that comes. And I remember those days, and I was extremely grateful every month. But it goes further than that. I was grateful that I had the ability to build a business. I was grateful that I had understanding. I was grateful that I could talk to people. I was grateful that people listened. I was grateful for the people who had the benefits of my courage to stand up and say something. A lot of us are afraid to introduce people to what we have. But you have to go beyond that. You have to think of the many people who are looking for something better and how grateful they will be to you because you told them about something for which you are grateful. Gratitude can be very contagious, and it's our responsibility to share that gratitude with those with whom we meet. Because when people realize how much you care and how grateful you are for what you have, their hearts open and they will listen and they will want to know more. And the next thing you know, they are so happy, they are so grateful, they have to tell someone else. We are in a business for which Gary was so extremely grateful. His whole foundation was based on his knowledge, his understanding, and his ability to communicate with God in whatever way that was. And most of the time, it was in the mountains alone. Often he would say to me, "Mary, I'm going to go saddle my horse up and go to the mountains." Because he felt so grateful, he wanted to express that. And he wanted to know how he could further what we do, how he could help others in need, how he could be more innovative, how he could extract the oils from the plants in a more efficient way so that he could bring more to those out there who are saying, "How come we're out of stock?" That was so painful for him, and he was always looking for ways to create a better way so that that wouldn't happen. And I see that happening with those in the office. They are so aware of your needs. They are so grateful that they can serve you and help you build your business, but help you have what you need because they love what you love. They love what they have. They love being part of this fabulous movement that we call Seed to Seal. Young Living's Seed to Seal. And I remember at convention, it was so painful to go up that ramp, not knowing what I was going to say, knowing that Gary wasn't there with me because he was always the one who gave you the message. But as I walked up and I heard my name being called and I looked around and I saw those thousands and thousands of people out there, and the feeling came over me how grateful I am for what we've been given, how grateful I was that people cared so much that they wanted to come not only to pay tribute to what Gary has given all of us, but to see what more they could learn. What could they take home? What could they share with those who weren't able to be there? It's all about gratitude and being led by the desire that gratitude brings to the soul. And if you can do that, we will find peace and harmony everywhere we go. You will love being with each other because you will be grateful that you know each other. You will be grateful for the stories that you tell each other. And you will be grateful for what we have that gives you the story to tell to share with each other. As you sit around the Thanksgiving table this year and you see the abundance that you have, just remember why and how you have that abundance and what your responsibility is to help those who don't sit around a Thanksgiving table and don't have that abundance to share with each other. We have a huge responsibility, and it's a joy to be able to be a part of sharing, to be with you, to see what you're doing, to hear about all of your wonderful successes and the many lives that you've touched, because that truly is what we are all about. May God be with you as we go into this holiday season and remember and take advantage of the opportunity to show our gratitude in the way we reach out to those around us. I love you all, and I look forward to seeing you somewhere at some event, someplace in this big, giant world of ours.